back to the podcast. What's the topic again? Podcast.
Welcome to What's the Topic? Welcome back to our podcast. What's the Topic Again? Podcast. What's the Topic Again? Podcast.
Everybody, and welcome back to What's the Topic Again? Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Emaria Love. Emaria Love, aka Mars on the Internet. Host Emaria, aka Mars on the Internet. Emaria, aka Mars on the Internet.
I am your host, Deborah Love. At least your co-host, Deborah Love.
Hey.
Deborah Love. Host Deborah Love.
Your co-host, Emaria, aka Mars on the Internet.
And I am your other co-host, Deborah Love.
We're not really talking nor discussing about nothing. Today is going to be on the fun side.
Hello, 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 everybody. Specifically, I am editing this video right now as we speak. So today is going to be specifically just a blooper, funny moments type of video where I show you some clips that have never been seen on the internet or at most on YouTube, and just for everybody just to listen to and enjoy and have a fun time today. It's going to be kind of short, but I hope you guys enjoy as much as I am making this. And yeah, see you guys next week. All right.
This is called bloopers. This is the goofy moments that y'all don't see.
Hello.
Oh no! I am falling.
Yeah, climb back up.
I couldn't hear it. Okay, are we good now? It's called bass. What? Can we get back? Now we're good. No.
Bass.
No bass.
Hello. Who's gonna do the intro? You or me?
Like, I like it when you do it. That's exactly.
Come, I'll try it again.
Do you remember what to say?
Hello. Welcome.
No, it's just like.
You do say hello.
I know you do. I'm gonna say, go ahead and try it.
Hello. Welcome back to What's the Topic Again podcast. My name is Deborah Love. I am your co-host, and my other co-host is
Maria Love, aka Mars on the Internet.
All right, and so what we're going to talk about today is the end of year resolutions. How good are you at keeping your resolutions? How long do you keep your resolution? Before you decide that you're, I'm going to try that again. Next year. I'm done. So we have some topics here that we're going to discuss, and we are going to start talking about it right after this brief break. Mario, I can improv.
Mama, we know this. We knew this. We should have this. You're talking to someone that you have birthed that has the same thing that she knows that improv too.
Okay.
Where are my grandparents a relative? I did that. That's on the thought. I'm a kid. Okay, okay.
Girl, ain't no apology. Ain't no apology. Jai.
Was she apologizing?
Let me up in this place.
We haven't done like a really fun podcast for a minute anyway. Right. Give me a second.
She needs to dab.
She needs to dab. She's shining and glistening over here. I don't sweat, I glisten.
Mm-hmm. So do I. Glisten along with hot flashes. I'm
Hello, okay.
Talk louder! Be in the mic.
Be in the mic.
Be in the mic.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. Ooh, Jesus, let us get through another day, another week. Because if we, all the lessons just come our way in your unique way.
When praises go up, lessons come down.
Lessons are funky. Are they funky?
They are.
Are we recording?
No, well, camera, yes. This is probably going to go in the...
She is definitely having a hot flash moment, or a glistening moment, or...
Whatever.
Some type of moment that normally I would have, but
hey, we're fine. It's whatever. Okay. She's a heartbeat now. We like in the 70s, like rap, we're like rap, like old rap out, or hip hop anyway, like.
Yeah,
right. A little dancey. I love her for this. I love doing this podcast with you. I don't say it on here. I normally would say it afterwards every time.
Oh,
I just
so
love doing this podcast with you, Mama.
I love it doing it with you as well. And I'm so happy that you came around, although it was my idea like 2-3
sure
years
was
ago.
From the beginning.
But hey. I said in the pilot, it's all about timing. So you have to be ready to put yourself out there to do what you want to do. But I enjoy spending this time with you talking about a topic that most of the times parents probably don't even have the opportunity to spend time like this with the kids. So take the time out of your day. Give me about an hour, even though we know we're going to talk some more later on.
Yeah.
But give ourselves that time with each other so we can bond and it's beneficial. It's constructive.
Yeah.
It's not a debate. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I am going to relish in this moment with my child. And we're going to roll this into the wind. The wheels fall off. Of
the
it. So,
wheels
yes,
fall off. That's
thank
how
you
we
so
go.
Much for wanting to spend this time with Mama.
Anyways, fashion.
Oh, so you all see how she pivot from that really, really quick. But anyway. Oh, we're not going to get into this mushy stuff. Anyway, fashion. So she rolled around on that really, really quick. So we just go talk about fashion again. Let's go with it.
Oh, my God. I'm lightheaded. Anyway. Specifically, my first phone was an iPhone 6, like when it first launched. And that was probably like back in 2014, 15?
I don't know.
I believe it was like 2014 or 15. That's what I believe.
I can tell you about that.
Like 2014, 15. It's around that time. Let's put it like that. And I remember they finally like extended the line. Like you had the 6, the 6 Plus, the 6S, the 6, almost all these different versions for the iPhone for the first time. Everybody was swiping it, snatching it up. That was my first ever phone, and I still have an iPhone to this day. I remember even downgrading to a Samsung. Hated every moment of that. But me now, I have an iPhone X. I don't care. That's going to be a phone that I'll have for a little while before I upgrade or something. But specifically, that's I only got used to just, you know, smarter technology. It's slim phones. That's what I was used to.
Well, I'm going to go back and interject on the iPhone being your first phone, because that was,
it
not,
was not
your first phone.
That was the first actual phone that I, like, digitally used.
Now, that was the first phone that she actually liked, because I did get her some
we are not
other
talking
phones.
About
yeah. And she didn't like
I
it,
can
and
explain.
She didn't use it. Yeah, from AT&T, I know I got you a phone.
It was literally the tiniest phone. It's like almost giving a child a BlackBerry
phone. She was
phone.
A kid. She was. You weren't even 10 years old at
the
time.
I would have preferred a tablet, even though I did have one. But you're like, it's an Apple tablet. It's too luxury back then. You know, you need like a tiny little phone. You just need my phone number, your sister's
that's
phone
all.
Number, and your
you
dad's phone number.
Call.
That's it.
That's it. And grandma.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
New hair, who this?
Right. Both of us, because I don't have this on, but I haven't had it like this.
Yeah, oh, the only time you had it on was like
I think for, not the technology, but it was for another early episode. I think it was like the childhood episode or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm going to turn my...
This fanny fan. Do you hear the honey?
Not really.
I wanted to prep my water first, too. That was a satisfying sound.
Trying to hand my cup of gel.
I'm not huge, like person that drinks like caffeine anyway in general. I mean, caffeine on sense of carbonated drinks, of course, like sodas and stuff. But
I don't drink coffee as much as I used to when I was in Bossier.
Mom, you used to have 3 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah, when I was in Bossier, but now it's like, okay, maybe.
Dial it down.
Maybe three cups of coffee a week now, because I don't even mess with it on my off days.
Yeah. You also want to, like, get your water intake on the days that you don't eat, you know what
I mean? Yeah. They got the feast sandwich back at Arby's.
I know! I'm like, wait, we should go to it. I really want it today, but I'm like,
I can go get it today.
No, you're going to probably do it next week.
And it's for limited time only, so you don't know how long they're going to have it.
I know. But I want it so bad. It's on the Hawaiian roll and stuff.
The deluxe is going to be higher than the 2
for
6.
Well, that deluxe looks like they got like a pepper mayo or something, like pepper jack mayo.
I don't know. The deluxe, they say 2 for $6, but I'm thinking the one that is 2 for $6.
It's just the regular.
Just, and it's not on the Hawaiian roll.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
That's crazy.
What I'm thinking is...
Now let's talk about food before we start.
We recording, right?
Yeah, we recording.
Okay, so this will be a blooper.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, go buy some Hawaiian rolls. Just get the 2 for $6.
No, you can either do the Hawaiian rolls or the brioche buns or whatever.
Okay. Get that. I don't know if I really want off of it. It's the fish. Toss that bread away and hook up my own sandwich.
But it feels like at that point, you can just make it at home.
But I don't have their fish.
No. At least we don't know what fish that they use anyway.
Alaskan cod, pollock.
I'm like, whatever.
Something. Okay.
But it showed you so good, though.
I got to be working.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like, it's about to be 11 o'clock.
Mama got to go to work.
Yeah.
At 12.
No.
Is the lipstick on my teeth?
No.
Okay. You just licked yours off.
I did that for myself.
And you just licked it off.
Because I felt it. That's why I brought water up in here.
Okay, so let's roll with it.
In this area, it's already kind of warm to me.
Yeah, I put it on 3.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah.
I had it on 2.
Yeah, we need to have max if we're going to be right here. Okay. I mean, it's really not that bad.
Oh, this angle's perfect. Okay.
Okay, so.
I guess it
wants
the stuff is like going out the top of my head. You know me, I free fall it.
Mm-hmm.
My memory is not that bad. And plus, you can correct me on some things a lot faster than what I can with you, you know?
Yeah.
This is how you know when I'm cold. I got my slides on. I don't want my feet to be touching the cold floor.
Yeah.
I guess while you do that, I'm gonna grab some water. You want a bottle of water?
Yeah, you can grab my bone.
Woo!
You can turn that heat down, son.
Okay, woo, it's warm. And plus I have it on an X, too.
Yeah. I mean, you can turn it down.
I just turned it to 2, but through. It's fine. And plus it's not only a heater, but it's also a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Where'd you get this from?
Walmart. I'm not gonna ask that question.
What?
Where I get it from. You know where I be going.
Well, we adventure off to plenty of places. We forget sometimes. Especially places that we don't go too often, like Pop Shelf and Five Below, Dollar General, Family Dollar.
get him.
Let me turn this down so it won't be dinging. Let's see here.
What's this? Is a little note to yourself, or is it? Are you going to be doing the intro this time?
No. No, I mean, trust me, I get it the next time. Because I know I'm gonna have to go back and listen to how you do it.
It's literally a flow.
I know.
And I roll with the flow.
All right then, so you're comfortable with it. So let me.
I'm not really that comfortable with it. I still stutter in between it sometimes.
I'm gonna go with it. I'm not gonna roll with it this time. I'm gonna listen to you. I go back and I listen to all
the time. I try to enunciate also, plus for the captions too.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to just be chilling with us? I hope so. You're going to stay right there for the whole hour, because if you don't, I'm going to be there. And then you out in this video is crazy.
Well, this last one you didn't. I heard a bark in the back, but yeah, I was fine with it.
I'm like, it don't matter. It's very hard. I tried. I was like, mm-mm. Yes, I can hear you really good.
Can you hear me?
Because I adjusted your mic.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, so you scratching in the background.
Yeah.
I still count, seems like I sound quarter sort of echoey or like.
I don't feel. Hold on.
Yours better than mine. Yours good. Let me see. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, I guess it's good.
I'm like, I would have heard an echo and it would have got on my good nerve.
I don't know. It still sounds like it's scratchy. You don't hear that?
Kind of like on the sense of staticky, that's what you mean?
Kind of. I mean, listen to mine. Let me see. How's it? How's
I like
it?
When the mic is closed, that's just me.
How's it? Testing. 1, 2, 3, testing.
You sound so soft talking to my.
You screaming in mine.
But I can't get that loud. That's the thing. You can't turn it towards you. It only goes in and out like that.
Okay, let me see. That's better. That sounds better to me. My chair just went down.
Yeah, it did. If I go, it's going down again. You just go let it happen.
I'm going down. I'm going down. You ain't around, baby. My whole world's upside down.
Mary.
Even though I get into it, of course. This thing looks like it's tilted, but I'm gonna fix it. It won't matter. You're like, I can fix it. Why are you turning the thing? That ain't gonna turn it loose. That's not gonna work because the thing is stretched on now. It's not like it can adjust onto the thing.
Okay. Thought that still sounds staticky.
To me, it doesn't sound staticky at all. And plus, as well, if it did sound staticky, it doesn't sound staticky in post-edit.
Okay.
Voiceover. Because trust me, if it was, I would try to fix it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Just. Woo-hoo. I was trying to find this.
Okay.
You have the drums. You ready?
Yeah, I don't need the mouse in the beginning.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm just putting the mouse closer to you than me.
Okay.
Ready?
Well, try having a house phone where it was the rotary dial before they did the push button where you had to go.
Oh, like, oh my God.
And it's going to come back. It's going to come back. 6.
So you almost had to remember each one while it waits in between?
No, you just dial 6 and then it's going to pop back in place. 3.
That's what I'm saying. Like, remember each number while you're turning the thing.
You got to...
The
number... See, now, this... We need to go back, and Problem had to go back in time and find some old phones and bring that in so she can exactly know what I'm talking about. No clue right now.
Let me understand. Okay, no, let me understand for a second. So, specifically, you would, I'm going to say...
Let me pull it up on my phone. That's what we're going to have to do.
I'm going
to
say we're going to turn it specifically, like, say, since it's like it starts with the 6.
This is so crazy.
No, it starts with the... No, let me explain. It starts with a 6.
The phone number starts with a 6.
Yeah. I'm about to say you go to 6. Then you let it set for a second. Then you turn to the next number and you let it set for a second.
It's going back.
That's what I'm saying.
It keeps going back. Let me show you the phone.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. She showed me a video.
That's a rotary dial phone.
I know what I'm talking about specifically.
They even have them on Amazon.
I'm like, because it's retro.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do the 6. Let it go.
That's what I'm saying.
Then do the 3 and let it go. But the thing about it, you got to remember the number because if you went 63, if the phone number is 636-8646, I'm just making up some random phone number. If it's that,
don't call this number, please, right. For out of somebody else's safety.
if it's that number, if you dial 63 and then instead of hitting 6, you hit 5, now you got to hang the phone up and start all back over again.
I see what the rotary phones, how it is at TV shows, and that's how I explained it, but you're like, no, that's not it.
No, we had to go see a picture, because I wasn't getting your visual.
Thank you so much for watching this blooper video. If you did enjoy this video, please like and subscribe to our YouTube page. You can listen to our podcast episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And go check out our website at www.whatsthetopicagain.com. And you can check out our blog page on things that we covered and so much more. Hope to see you guys in the next week. Bye.